A month after speaking out about concerns over firefighting services at Sunshine Coast Airport, and the United Firefighters Union is now threatening industrial action over Easter. They say since COVID, minimum staffing levels at many airports, including the Sunshine Coast, aren't being met. Secretary Wes Garrett says if the strikes go ahead, they'll cause quite the disruption.
We're talking about 27 of the largest airports in Australia as well. Aviation rescue firefighters are required at those 27 locations, and any work stoppages or withdrawal of services would be a national action.
Meanwhile, dogs and cats might be regulars at Sunshine Coast Airport's terminal soon, with Virgin launching an Australian first plan to allow passengers to travel with pets in the cabin on some domestic flights. They'd need to be in approved carriers and be in designated rows. While the airline's CEO has told Nine, not all animals will be allowed to fly.
So no snakes, rabbits, hamsters. Those guys unfortunately have to stay home, but small dogs and small cats in the carrier that sits in the compartment just underneath the seat in front of you.
A major change to the government's paid parental leave scheme will be announced today. New parents are set to receive 12% superannuation on top of the leave from July next year, with around 180,000 families to benefit annually. Well, it's now been 2 years since the region was hit by that major flooding event. Some roads are still undergoing repairs from the damage it caused. Partly funded by the state and federal government, many repairs are on track to be completed by June. Sunshine Coast Council says the most impacted local areas during that event were Bald Knob, Glenview, Coolum, Peachester, Eudlow, Montville and Towan Mountain. And just to give you an idea of the scale of the repair works, the damage to just unsealed roads covers 250,000 square metres or about 980 tennis courts. And Council's financial performance over February will be examined at its last ordinary meeting for the 2020-24 term today. The meeting will be held at Council Chambers in Maroochydore. It'll be the last meeting attended by outgoing Mayor Mark Jamieson ahead of the local government elections on March 16.